There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Heading to the Matrix on August 2nd, 2011. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and help yourself to the hundreds of audios which are there for download for free. And remember, to all the sites listed on the com site are the official sites. They all have transcripts as well in English for prints up a lot of the talks I've given. And if you want talks in other languages, transcripts, look into Alan Watts Sentinel.eu and you'll find a bunch there. And remember, too, you're the audience that bring me to you, and I don't bring on advertisers as guests, and I try to keep it basically on the facts as we possibly can ever at this level know them and present them to you. That way I'm not sort of swayed one way or another about things. So if you want to support me, you can buy the books and discs I have for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you can, from the US to Canada, you can use personal check, find out how to do it on the cuttingthroughthematrix.com site, and you can use an international postal money order from the post office, and some people just send cash across the seas. You've got Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal, again the US PayPal again as well, and you'll find a donation button on the com site. Use that, follow it up with an email with name, address, and order, and I'll get it out to you. And remember, straight donations are most certainly welcome as we go through this inflation that's called quantitative easing these days. Sounds better, like an old guy getting out of a chair. And, but in reality, it's just inflation we're going through as really top people, top tycoons, grab the last of the world's resources, and everything that you need for survival is owned by a few people, basically. That's what's happening today, and they're bringing less of us down in the process. But that's okay, it's all plunder time, this is the time for piracy. And they have, it's all legal nowadays, mind you, piracy. It's all through laws. It's all stamped through laws and passed as fit to be legal. And anything can be made legal, of course, which, of course, it is. And that's the times that we're living through today. And that's why it seems so crazy and bizarre and mad at times. But it's mad as a fox. It's got a wily nature to it. Knows exactly where it's going because you're living through an agenda, a long-term business plan, basically, to rule the world in a specific fashion, where from cradle to grave, if you're allowed to be born, you will be told right off the bat what your duty to the world state is, and you'll serve the world state. That's what they want down the road. When they talk about bringing the population down to a much more manageable level, very small level actually, really, and big players are all involved in it too. All your greenies are involved with it, your wildlife projects, etc., all part of the same system as we supposedly just die off of cancers and various other things and bronchial complaints, because of all the chem sprays in the air and the food that you're eating. Literally, every cell in the veggies you're eating now is soaked in pesticide, never mind the fact that it produces its own. And that's all through deals with big corporations and your governments. Canada was a test bed. You were eating this junk for 10 years before it broke out from Britain during a protest at Blair for trying to do the same thing, force it on the British people. We found out we'd been eating it in Canada for 10 years. The government came out and admitted it. Yeah, it's a secret deal. It's in the mainstream media. It was a secret deal between us and the big Monsanto boys and a few other ones. So we're just guinea pigs to see how fast they can kill off the planet, I guess. And it came out at the same time, too, that a central computer was put into Ottawa to monitor everybody, everything that they did, and their health records instantly, day by day, updated. And I thought, this is all connected. It's all connected. Because, yeah, they could tell how fast we'd start dropping dead with different diseases and so on. And there's a hullabaloo about that, because for that much power to be in the hands of a few people, there's a lot of debate about it. So they came to an understanding. They split it into two computers. Isn't that really neat? Eh? Back with more after this break.
Extend your life with Extendovite. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, back and heading to the Matrix. Over the years, I've mentioned many times how secretive groups model themselves on the Jesuits, and that's what Cecil Rhodes talked about. He said the society that he was creating, you find this in his own books, of course, and it's best to read books by the people, not ones written about them. That's the key to everything. Everything else is generally a spin of a left wing, right wing, or up or down or something. So read their own books and you'll find out what I'm saying is true. But Cecil Rhodes, who really was in partnership with Lord Rothschild, decided to take over the world's mineral resources, gold resources, diamonds, and so on. And they formed an organization to do it under the flag of the British Empire. And the idea was to create massive monopolies and take over everything that was a resource that the public needed or wanted or whatever. Today we're at the stage where they're grabbing your water supplies, and I'll talk about that later. But they formed it, he said it himself, with the form in a form of the Jesuits, where you can talk to the public in one form and talk to yourselves in another way. And, you know, white man speaks with forked tongue idea. And that's what they do. All their players do that. And they're awfully successful in what they did. They caused wars. They talked about creating wars. They created the Boer War, in fact, and that was documented by Professor Carl Quigley, who was a historian for the group that eventually came out of the Cecil Rhodes merger with the Milner Society. And even Winston Churchill talks about it when he found out, he was kind of out of the loop at one point, that this organization that was called different names throughout the years, up until the Royal Institute of International Affairs was officially formed, they called it the Milner Group, the Kindergarten, different names that floated around. But technically they were giving the British public all of their history would literally give the history to the public, like propaganda, and educate every little being to believe that the enemy, it's always an enemy, started the war, and that's what it did. But they talked about monopolization of all news, and that was one of the main things. Even with Wikipedia today, I was looking at a site where, it was in Israel, in fact, and they're giving lectures and teaching their citizens how to go into Wikipedia and change things. And at least they're honest about it, because most folk are not honest. That there's every kind of group out there going in and out, left wing, as I say, right wing, up and down, or whatever they happen to think they are these days. And they keep changing other folks' wiki publications. But who started Wiki anyway? And what they said too on that site, what was true, that you know, everybody gets information today from Wiki. Same idea as the Cecil Rhodes Society, you see. You must control all public information to make sure it all jives with your agenda. It's better to have true believers in something than people who are truly awake and know that you're lying, isn't it? So all propaganda is a spin to get you to believe a small minority's idea, project, or whatever else it happens to be, or their goal. And after watching that one on Wikipedia, and editing Wikipedia, I wondered how many other groups are out there doing the same thing. I know there was one fellow for a while, he was trying to put up stuff on the global warming, and every night he was getting pulled by a professor he found out at some university on some big panel of authority, and he's going to keep changing his data every single night. So you can't believe Wikipedia because it's all spin. You've got to get old books written at the time, and even then you've got to know how to read them, because they'll often tell you things in a cryptic manner, and it's up to you to use your brain to figure out what they're actually saying, and memory too. And we're losing our memory today because we get bits and bytes fed into us from 1,000 sources every day through the internet and news media, radios, television, and most folk can't remember much at all. It's just a mush at the end of the day. But getting back to what I'm saying here, I've talked about Rupert Murdoch and the recent scandal and the fact that the catastrophe in Norway really tended to cover up the fact that he was in the hot seat for a little while, and so was the Prime Minister of Britain, who was seemed to be in bed with Murdoch on the same thing, giving everybody their spin on the news. That's what newscasters are for, is to give you a spin. It's not for the public. To get a spin out to the public. And that's what they're private. And getting back to the Royal Institute of International Affairs, they talked about creating these big tycoons of industry, tycoons of media. And they did it all. And Murdoch himself is an amazing character because he's got Australian citizenship. He's got Israeli citizenship. I think he's got American citizenship and English or British citizenship, maybe even European citizenship. But he's a guy with all this media across the world, always, when the next war comes up, he blasts the people you're going to attack. It's just standard now. And we get all our media from so many sources you don't recognize. These are all owned by one guy. And then he's whining and dining prime ministers and presidents and getting secret weekly meetings with them, working together, all to basically make sure you're all on board with the propaganda. But it's much more than that, too, because I've talked many times about the deals they make with contracts. Here's Rupert Murdoch in the paper again. Rupert Murdoch has given $27 million no-bid contract from the State Department of Education. And it says here, more than a dozen private firms wanted to work on a project like the one the State Education Department is set to award to a Rupert Murdoch-owned company and $27 million no-bid contract. Remember what I said this little bit ago there? I said that when the Royal Institute of International Affairs was formed, even before the Milner Group, they already went to take over all media and make sure that the children were given the proper education, meaning the spun education. So here he has a $27 million no-bid contract. Agency officials have cited an extremely challenging timeline in a decision to partner with News Corp subsidiary Wireless Generation to build a data system of student test scores and other information. The Daily News has learned that the agency has explored the project for at least 2 years. Proof critics say state officials had ample time to competitively bid out the contract and still meet a fall of 2012 deadline for a federal race to the top grant. It raises all kinds of questions, says Susan Lerner, executive director of Good Government Group Common Cause New There appears to be time in this process to go through a much more open bidding process to ensure that the public is getting the best vendor at the best price. Well, everything's been rigged when it comes to putting out these contracts. They always have in it, too, that the lowest bidder will not necessarily get the contract, even for local ideas. Everything, you know, every area, every state, every province, every township goes through much the same thing as Halliburton went through. They just got the main cash awarded to them, did nothing except subcontract out until you're with 15 below them all subcontracting out to the guys who actually do the job. The news has also learned that Wireless Generation paid as much as $5,000 a month to lobbying firms to advocate for the contract and raise the top funds with state officials. Well, any more than just $5,000 a month lobbying firms will be under the table agreements, because that's the way the world really works. This is in June 2009, the state put out a formal request for information about the feasibility of the project. 3 weeks later, it received responses from 17 vendors, including Wireless Generation. The state education department officials described the project at the time as more complex than the work ultimately awarded to Wireless Generation. Anyway, this is how your education is run. It's run by the same magnates that give that help create wars and give the right spin on the wars and why you're fighting wars, and to make sure the children growing up get the right school books because they print them too, and et cetera, et cetera. You know, very few people, in fact, school does not teach you to think for yourself. You know that. It's to standardize everyone into the same system. That's what school is for. Always was. Except, well, at least the ones most folk get access to. There are certain schools, are very special schools, like the one I mentioned for the European high-level bureaucrats, where you can even get one-on-one education, where they take you by the hand and basically tell you the real facts of life and how it really does work. But you won't get access to that. That's for the managerial class for the world. They call them world managers now. You understand the general population have been so bypassed that really we are way down as ants nowadays. These massive corporations and government, the managerial class, working together as fascists always do. And by the way, it doesn't matter if it's communists or fascists, they're all essentially fascist in nature. Government can't help but be the same. Always. But we're little amoebas looking up at these giants who literally have a completely worldview. They're brought up with a different worldview. They don't have the same indoctrination you do. And they have their clubs. Clubs are awfully important organizations that you all are members of. That's where the deals are made, in the clubs, in the brotherhood organizations, in the higher lodges and functions, and in the golf course too. And that's how the world really, really does work. And we're given so much childish movies today, to make you think that everything's in the up and up and everything's, you know, looked after properly by government. There's nothing more than corrupting government. Why do you think you're all broke? There's never been any different, you know. Sometimes in history they gave a one generation a little bit of bash and a little bit more cash in their pocket, but not for long. And they take it off you again once you're getting older. They take it all off you again. They crash the economies. They inflate the money, and then they grab your savings, then they tax you and do that. People never catch on. Government is a very dangerous thing. We've seen that through history. Governments can be awfully dangerous things, especially when they want to go through big changes and they plan big changes. And that's why you've had 9/11. Nothing to do with those guys over there. It's to do with getting martial law across the whole planet. Every country, strangely enough, just happens to be on board with the same agenda of literally looking at every citizen as though they're a suspect or something. And everyone lets them do it. And the more you let them do it, the more they throw upon you. More x-rays and more this and more that. It's disgusting. But all propaganda, always remember, all media is propaganda. Back with more after this break.
As estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
I hope we're back. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. I went to the little store today, and on the way out, I looked up, and I was watching the planes just cross the sky at an incredible speed, to crisscrossing them. And then I knew it was going to cloud over very quickly, and they maybe give us thunder or something like that, because they're totally in control of the weather now. It's like that article the Air Force put out some years ago, talking about total control of the weather. And we're pretty well there. It's routine now. It's routine in Canada for sure. If you watch up at all, you'll see them dowsing in the morning, and then you'll see them doing the other stuff that stays pretty well intact for a while and then rapidly disperses into this mush across the sky. And then, of course, then the thunderstorms generally start. So I'm just waiting for it to start tonight. That's the level we're at. We're supposed to be amoebas again, looking up at this thing, thinking it's natural. The natural, really. And the governments aren't going to tell you a darn thing about it because they're not allowed to under the Official Secrets Act. So, and yet we want transparency. We can't even see the stars at night. What a joke, eh? But, and maybe I thought at the time, too, about the new laws that are being getting forced through. I first saw it in an American article for the U.S. where someone was beefing off about all people who are against certain parts of what government policy should be reported and maybe even criminalized. And then it put me in mind that this one here happens in Britain at the same time, which of course is a coincidence. It says, anarchists should be reported, advises Westminster anti-terror police. This is in London. And it says, what should you do if you discover an anarchist living next door? Dust off your old Sex Pistols albums and hang out a black and red flag to make them feel at home. Invite them round to debate the merits of is the individualistic anarchism of Emile Armand? No, the answer, according to the official counterterrorism notice circulated in London last week, is that you must report them to police immediately. For their political views, eh? This was a surprising injunction from the Metropolitan Police issued to businesses and members of the public in Westminster last week. There was no warning about other political groups, but next to an image of the anarchist emblem, the City of Westminster's police counter-terrorist focus desk called for anti-anarchist whistleblowers, stating that anarchism is a political philosophy which considers the state undesirable, unnecessary and harmful, and instead promotes a stateless society or anarchy. Any information relating to anarchists should be reported to your local police. The move angered some anarchists who complained that being an anarchist should not imply criminal behaviour. They said they feel unfairly criminalised for holding a set of political beliefs. And so it is too, because you see, I always questioned why communism was okay. Because you see, they also wanted to eradicate all the middle class and the upper class, supposedly. And yet Britain let you have a communist party, and so did other countries too. Kind of like the French Revolution, you know, with the big chopper and all that. But it just amazes you, I guess, they didn't mind communism because, you see, the banks created communism. They financed communism into being. We know that from history. But anyway, anarchists are not allowed, it says. The feeling of disproportion that was compounded by the briefing note author making a similar request about Islamic terrorists a few lines further down, under the image of a flag with a gold dot beneath some Arabic script, it added, often seen used by Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Al-Qaeda is a Western invention. It didn't exist. And, it's, and apart from that, they're supposed to be the best pals now with the US as they bomb Libya. Any settings of these images should be reported to your local police. So now, anyone with the wrong tin or whatever, or badge, or maybe a child with a scribble and a pencil, and a bit of paper, is going to go in for a talking to, maybe get booked for drawing something they didn't even know was an anarchist symbol. It just unfairly implies that anyone involved in anarchism should be known to the police and is involved in a dangerous activity, says Jason Sands, an anarchist from South London. There's nothing inherently criminal about political philosophy, whatever it is. The police work under the Convention on Human Rights, which disallows discrimination against other people because of their political beliefs, and even the request for information would seem to be in breach of that. It also seems a bit useless as a way of gathering intelligence. It isn't focused on anything specific, and they're just asking for general information. Imagine calling up and saying, there's an anarchist in my building, what should I do? It doesn't make sense. No, it doesn't make sense, you see, because it's going to start creeping into other areas. That's what it's about. You see, in this world, this perfect world, where why do you think that all governments, this world managerial club, have gone to such incredible lengths to make sure they know everything about you and update it on a daily basis by giving you the internet? I've told you, I've read how many articles I've read on this particular broadcast from Google and Facebook and all the rest of them, with the NSA in cahoots with them and all the big agencies. That's all they're there for, collecting your data. You matter, obviously. Every single one of you matters because, you see, in a tyrannical system of tyrants at the top, they get nervous at times, especially when they're going for bigger plunder. They get awfully nervous. And it's a standard. Paranoia runs rampant at the top. And they've got to make sure that everyone is predictable. And so they've got to know what you're thinking, what you're voting for, and what way you're being swayed on different topics. They've got to know this stuff. Otherwise, you know, you're a red flag. Well, this guy's thinking, oh, this is dangerous. Anyway, I mean, I'm not kidding, folks. That's what it's about. Anyway, this is one article amongst many I'll put up tonight to let you know. Just getting dangerous to say anything. And you always find members of the public willing to comply, you know. You know, I have to report this guy. He made a doodle on the back of a paper book in the bus. I thought it was an anarchist symbol. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
We're back. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. And sometimes you blink, you know, you blink and you swear you saw something dash by there just when you're blinking, and you're never quite certain. And you need the media again to tell you what you just saw. And this article here is from Huffington Post, and it says, "Perhaps I was asleep or had amnesia, or maybe I was abducted by aliens, but I don't remember ever having elected a super Congress. However, apparently there will be a committee of 12 that will effectively run our country." Well, they should know that by now, because he, Benjamin Franklin, said that an awful long time ago. But he said that about sort of the Federation. He says, I hope this becomes a Federation of the world. He says, and then he's asked, how would it be run? He says, by 12 wise men. And that's why Europe, too, regardless of the members they now get in it, have 12 stars on their flag, by the way. And I even read the articles here from the EU, the Economic Union Parliament, where they actually admitted they had 12 wise men at the very top, very secretive, running the show. And just last year, after I read it twice on the air, they changed the name of it. I'm sure they still call themselves 12 wise men, regardless. Anyway, it says here, that is if Congress goes for the debt crisis solution posed by Obama and his fellow Republicans. On Sunday, the President informed us that he, Mitch McConnell, and John Boehner have reached a compromise to solve the debt ceiling crisis. It's interesting the terms they use, isn't it? You think you're in a room there and the water's rising and you're going to drown. And that's why they call it a ceiling, as if there's any ceiling on it. Because in reality, the debt literally has been through the roof for an awful long time. It's circled Alpha Centauri and it's on its way back again. It says this deal will consist of spending cuts only and no new revenues in the form of new taxes or even closing loopholes. Absolute rot, there'll be lots of taxes. In fact, the only thing the President won on the deal was that he won't have to raise the debt ceiling until 2013. oil money. According to the New Deal, after immediate cuts of $1 trillion over the next decade are instituted, the rest of the cutting will be done by a super Congress made up of 6 Republicans and 6 Democrats. However, I've yet to hear who will pick the members, and if this new unelected committee is compromised like the guy on 6 of the original Simpson-Bowles Debt Reduction Commission appointed by the President, then there will be 6 attack dog Republicans and 6 Democrats in name only. That's just another way, as I say, to con the public that you're in a serious crisis. I was thinking about that today, too, with all these amazing hundreds and hundreds of bases being built across the world by the U.S. taxpayer, and some of them have little, literally palaces inside them, you know, real palaces. For the high dignitaries, you understand, they can't live the same way as you live. And I thought to myself, this is meant to be handed over down the road, just like they sell off everything else or hand it over, either a corporation or the next superpower, or China. Mark my words, you'll see this sort of thing happening. You're building for someone else's future. You always are. You always are. But I'll put this up tonight as well, this article. And another one, too, to do with Europe and India cooperation, and it's really to do with amalgamation. And it's a massive add, too, of why you should invest, why Europe should invest, and other countries, too, in India. And mainly, I'll tell you why they're investing, is because you see, they can't fail. They're being picked by the big boys to be an emerging economy, and that means with the world's bank behind them, the IMF behind them, and all the other ones behind them, and the fact that every government's getting in on the act, your tax money will basically match every dollar it's invested in India, maybe $20, maybe 100 to 1, easy. And it can't fail then, you see. And they won't let it fail. And that's really why they brought it up. Same as China, which is falling in China's footsteps. Same thing happened to them too, by the way. Your tax money created modern China. I'll put that link up as well. And this one is interesting too, to do with behavior modification, and it's from The Guardian. It says, many current global challenges require us to change our behavior, as everything tries to make you change your behavior. We're entreated to reduce our carbon emissions, that's like, you know, light breathing, recycle, reduce consumption of unhealthy food. Well, you can't, because it's all garbage they're feeding you now. It's been poisoned for quite some time. And take more exercise. Some of us live and work in communities which continue to face deprivation, where residents have limited aspirations. That's because they can't breathe much. Poor education and skills, and where community resilience and cohesion is low. The IDEA and the Tavistock Institute, the Tavistock's a biggie for behavior modification, has been for over 100 years, have developed a model to explore current thinking and practices relating to behavior change in local contexts, as for communitarianism, focusing also on what partners can also do to make a difference. A reference is drawn from literature and theory, supported by lessons drawn from good practices nationally, because they've been using it on the British public for 100 years through the BBC and education system. One of the early conclusions has been that changing behavior in individuals and communities also requires change in strategy and service provision. Whole system thinking is central to our approach. This sees all players. You see, everybody's a player. You see, all players. And if you're in the global stage, you're an actor. That's what they call it in these terms. This sees all players, which is local authorities, sector partners, and communities, playing a role. Research tells us that local specifics are of central importance. In our current work, we're looking to address two key questions. Why strategic and delivery partnerships are deemed to be effective, use best practices, and yet results remain static. That's because maybe all the partners are ripping everybody else off, you know, all the corporations. If the conventional approaches are not working, what can we do differently that will be successful? I'd say more propaganda, that's what I'd say. Principles for action. Today's financial circumstances require answers beyond providing more services. Sustainable change, rather, will involve a cultural shift by local strategic partnerships and providers to support change within communities. The shift to interagency and cross-boundary working, which is becoming the norm in the public sector, makes extraordinary demands on organizations and the individuals working within them as they struggle with different norms. I'm always talking about new normals. Everybody's adopting this term now. Expectations and practices. Unclear and contested roles are sometimes reflected in policy and practice. Often, local strategic partnerships work together effectively, but problems exist in integrated service delivery without clear messages being communicated down to the line. But what are you really getting at here? They're basically telling you that the old system's gone, and special NGOs and various groups will basically run your local area and community. Now it's just a matter of finding ways, and actually not training them to introduce the ways I've already found to alter all of your behavior so that you'll accept more and more and more micromanagement and authority. That's really what it's about. That's what it's about. Find all this verbiage of propaganda. That's really what it's about. And you can look up at this, and there's other links as well, if you want to follow them and get PDFs, etc., from the think tanks that dream all this stuff up to change the way that you behave, think, and do, basically. And another thing, too, talking about how to track everyone, researchers expose cunning online tracking service that can't be dodged. Well, we've all known that for ages. You just watch your mouse sometimes, and they don't arrow, and you know darn well something's going on when everything's closed off. Researchers at UC Berkeley discovered that some of the net's most popular sites are using a tracking service that can't be evaded, even when users block cookies, turn off storage and flash, or use browsers' incognito functions. The service is called Kissmetrics. It's used by sites to track the number of visitors, what the visitors do on the site, and where they come to the site from. And the company says it does a more comprehensive job than its competitors, such as Google Analytics. They're all vying to get in the spy industry, aren't they? They're all competing to find out what you're doing. But researchers say the site is using sneaky techniques to prevent users from opting out or being tracked on popular sites, including the TV streaming site Hulu.com. And goes on about that. But anyway, you should all know you've been tracked regardless. You always have been from the very beginning. And that's what the NSA's job is. And a lot of other agencies, too, that you haven't even heard of. And they probably won't even tell you for an awful long time, if ever, in fact. And also, to do with India, again, I'll put this one up to do with an actual little video where you can see their spiel as to why you must invest in India. And it's called America Inc., outsourced to India, which it certainly is. But so is Canada and every other country as well. That's how fast it's all going. It's just astonishing, isn't it? And then, too, the U.S. Congress is using child porn bill as a Trojan horse to spy on everyone's internet. They're kind of following Australia. They were the first ones to use pornography, even though that was the first thing that anybody ever knew about the internet, even if you weren't on it. There's lots of porn there. That was to make sure everybody got into porn. You couldn't pick up a paper for years without, oh, porn, lots of porn on the internet, to make sure everybody got the message and would go and get a computer. But they always use child porn as a Trojan horse, as I say, to spy on everyone's internet. The Congress has introduced a bill under the justification of stopping child porn that will allow the government to spy on everyone's internet usage and keep a database forever. Like, and it says, I got a laugh too at some of the people how they write goodbye civil liberties, like they've just noticed. Eh? The government is using a bill disguised as anti-child pornography legislation to allow them to start monitoring web usage of everyone. The Protecting Children from Internet Pornographers Act of 2011, H.R. 1981, is aimed to keep the web safe for children, but in the process it will treat any user logging onto the internet as a potential criminal. The bill's sponsor was Lamar Smith, House Judiciary Committee Chairman and Representative from Texas, who says that the pedophiles have been able to avoid prosecution in the past because, I'll change it here and say, because they've been so well protected by the elite, because there's a lot of them in it too. But he goes on to say, because vital records linking them to web usage were never required to be retained under H.R. 81, internet service providers would have to hold on to those records for 12 months. That's everyone's records, though. These records, however, won't apply just to suspected pornographers and pedophiles. Instead, ISPs will be doing data retention on all of their customers. If the bill passed, it will keep the names, addresses, phone numbers, credit card numbers, bank account numbers, temporary assigned IP addresses of everyone on the internet and file for a full year, which will be forever, as you well know. And anyway, it's actually passed into law, and this article goes on and on to get you updated as you scroll down. And it's quite interesting. But it's just one of many things that are happening. Because you see, you're all awfully, awfully important people. You don't realize you're important. You don't think, well, I'm a nobody. Who wants to watch me? You don't realize before the internet, if you read the writings of philosophers like Jacques E. Lowe, he talks about the spy state that you live in. And how the 1950s, every country, a first world country, had Kardec systems updated all the time, every week, at least a week, on you and everybody, your dads and your mums and your granddads. And they had spies in almost in every street to update the cops on information of what was going on and who was doing what and all the rest of it. But they've been at this for an awful long time. Because, you see, power, as I say, power is a very tenuous thing. In fact, government is a tenuous thing. It's only somebody's idea. And it's only an idea that the ones who generally get into government created themselves. They generally don't ask everybody else, do you want this? And they just create it. And after a generation becomes normal. It's like monarchy. They're talking about anarchy earlier. Well, you've got monarch. There's always mobs, you see. There's monarchy and there's anarchy. And people accepted monarchy for well over 1,000 years, 1,500 years. And that was the norm, because you're born into it. It must be normal. It's here. It exists. That was it. But the thing is, all governments use force, and the rest of it is the threat of the use of force. Most people comply with the threat of use of force and comply to whatever demand is made of them, even to empty out their wallet at times, and that's really how it is. I think Mark Twain says when the Congress says, hold on to your wallet, because that's all they do. They don't create anything except misery and debt. And then it's all in his house deals with guys with corporations and they put shares in them themselves. It's corrupt. Let's be honest, that's what governments are about. Massive corruption. And they keep talking a good talk about transparency in government. And then just to muddy the waters, they put opposing parties supposedly. It's always the same two. You know, with an added touch of green here and there. But it's always the same two parties. It's either Trotskyist Marxist, basically, against the guys who are plunderers. But then if you look at the Trotskyist Marxists, they're all multimillionaires as well, often with partnerships in the same corporations as the guys who are supposedly the plunderers. Just to muddy the waters. It really is just people battling over the goodies from the bottom. That's all it really, really is. Sad thing to say, but it's true, isn't it? It's very sad to say the truth at times. Sometimes it's a crime to say the truth, but that's what it is. And they go on to an article recently about America and how the US businesses were getting confused about who to bribe abroad. Like who's kidding who? The US is the big ship of monopolies. They've been doing this forever. You know how you bribe to get contracts, etc. Of course they do. Everybody does it. That happened in Canada, too, with the Airbus scandal. And, of course, it was Mulroney was in at the time as Prime Minister. And he made one guy take the fall for that whole thing. He was honest, honest guy about it. He said, but he bribed this company to get the right contract. And that was it. Happens all the time. The sad thing, money. See, money is power in this system. If you believe in money, then obviously money is power. And that's why Rothschild said a long time ago, he said, when he got into Britain, he says, give me control of the money, I don't care who runs the country. Because he knew off the bat from long experience that whoever runs the money system runs the country. The prime ministers come to you cap in hand to borrow more cash. But it really changes human nature and brings out the beast in them all. Right down to wars that they have and the firing squads and lining folk up and shooting. Oh, I did it because it's my job, you know, that's my wage. You know, it brings out the worst thing in people. Really does. And obviously, too, it's like people who have obsessions. People have obsessions about eating, for instance. It's the same thing with money. There's guys who are multi-trillionaires who still don't think they've got enough. And in their 80s and 90s, still doing it. There's one I'll put up tonight about this guy from Hong Kong who's taking over a lot of the British water supply because they're selling everything off that we need, you see. Obviously, the public didn't have any right to the water supply. No, now it's up for sale. I mean, who said so? Who said so? Who kicks a turtle out of his pond and says, you can't live there anymore, this guy from Hong Kong owns it? Well, we live here, don't we? And understand, you cannot let your vital resources be sold off to anybody. It's yours. You all own it. For nothing. The folk can't see it that way. They're so well trained that everything must be owned. And it's legally stamped, and down comes the Masonic gavel, bang on the table, and that's it, sold to so-and-so. Anyway, it's a Chinese multi-billionaire, one of the richest guys on the planet, who's into snapping up. He must be a member of the CFR, too, because he's also a knight of the British Empire. But he's Chinese, it doesn't matter, because they're from all over the world. You'd be a knight of that as long as you buy up resources, according to the game laid out by Cecil Rhodes and the Royal Institute of International Affairs. Relations, which is the American branch today. That's the reality of the world you're living in. That is the reality of it. And this one, too, just to sneak this in before I take a call, it says, banks have a new remedy for America's ailing housing market and its bulldozers. Remember I mentioned this years ago? This is when I am. There are nearly 1.7 million homes in the U.S. in some state of foreclosure. Banks already own some of these homes and will soon repossess many more. Many housing economists worry that a near constant stream of home sales by banks could keep housing prices down for some years to come. But what if some of those homes never hit the market? It's easier to demolish them and grab the land. And it shows you how they're foreclosing homes in Cleveland and elsewhere and doing just this. Back with more after.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. We're back. This is Heading to the Matrix, and I'll try and take Patrick from the UK. He's been hanging on there long distance. If he's still there, you're there, Patrick.
Yeah. Hi, Alan. You still there?
Yep.
Yes. Hi there. I've listened to you for a while, but never been on. I'm sort of down in southern England, you know, in the sort of near London. And yeah, isn't it interesting what you were saying just a minute ago about Chatham House? I actually logged onto their website recently. They're known as Chatham House as well as Royal Institute. Yeah. And they actually had an open event coming up right on the front page, actually using the expression New World Order. The establishment are openly admitting it. They're openly. It's that brazen, whereas 10, 20 years ago, you would have been a sort of tinfoil, you know, hat-wearing kook for talking about such a thing. But the establishment, they're openly admitting they're pushing towards this thing now.
These are the guys who came up with the whole concept of it, and these are the guys who created the League of Nations, then the United Nations, and all of the banking systems underneath it, including the IMF. So, that they're pretty well won. They're pretty well where they want to be. Yeah.
Immensely powerful. What I just wanted to mention about is this stratus, I'll use the official term, stratospheric aerosol geoengineering, a.k.a. chemtrails. Yeah. It's getting really bad over here. Most people still won't accept it. None of the neighbors here would accept it. Doesn't matter how many photographs you know, people will not accept that it's happening. The atmosphere is bad. Often I have to sleep with the windows closed at night, which is really bad in summer after, you know, a busy day's spraying. It seems that these jets, they're not even UK ones. They're coming in from other countries with this open skies policy. This seems to what happens. A whole lot of jets go around Europe. One day they'll spray France, and that will linger around for a day or two. Then they'll come back and spray Germany, and they'll come and spray us.
Yeah.
These are just foreign planes coming in at high altitude. It's being released at 35,000 feet or so. Yeah. But it's really bad. You know, I don't know what it's like in Canada. It's got worse.
Well, it's terrible. You feel it when they're spraying, and you feel it in your throat, your lungs. There's people... Now they have a new normal for asthmatics beginning about 40 years of age now. It never happened before. That's now quite common now. And everyone's allergic. Everyone's immune system is dropping. And they're making fantastic sales in bronchodilators and antibiotics for recurring infections of the bronchial tubes. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it causes me, the only effect it gives me is a sore throat, and I can tell straight away, you know, and you can see it, all the stuff lingering in the sky, the fake clouds, the trails, everything's whited over, as you well know. I find that certain things like green tea and certain things that you can, making sure you drink filtered water, and you can do certain things that really do help, you know, to address the problem. I'm finding that you can talk to... I went onto a radio station recently. It was, I don't know, because you're from this neck of the woods or up north. You know London's got a big radio station called LBC. You must have heard of it.
That's right, yeah.
Well, one of their presenters, you can get on, because the problem is the subject sounds so kookish. You're just, like, rejected.
Brzezinski said this 30 years ago in his book, Between Two Ages. It is shortly the public, he meant they're being trained, is the public will be unable to think for themselves. It says the media will do their thinking for them, and they will expect eventually the media to do their reasoning for them. So if the media doesn't make a big deal out of anything, then you must be crazy. They will not use their own senses. They expect an authority figure to tell them what to think about any particular
thing. I can hear quickly. I'm hearing the music. I'll just be very quick. What you can do, I had a presenter, he said, look, if there's any conspiracy theories out there are probably true, phone in, and I did, and I managed to get the whole of the conversation for the whole program on a Saturday night for 2 hours with another caller phoning in after me about chemtrails, and it just kept on going for 2 hours or something. You know?
Yeah. Well, good for you. That's the way to do it. You've got to keep that going. But thanks for calling. From Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada. Good night, and your God or your God, go with you.
The next round of the worst financial crisis.